probably, listen, it's probably Donegal's biggest Ulster Championship game, barring one, you know, in the last maybe, you know, 7 or 8 years, and or maybe longer than that, because it's going to be a packed Baba Fae, and the opposition is your biggest rivals, Tyrone, and you know they've had a great league campaign. They got to the final, they pushed Dublin all the way, and you know they beat us already this year, so it's going to be really, you know, even Stephen's going into that game, and it's the first half, I'd say, is going to be really, you know, it's probably one of the most intense things you'll ever play in your life in the atmosphere. You'll probably get shivers down your back with the roars. And but listen, since the draw was made, I'm sure both teams have been looking forward to it. You know, I know I've been looking forward, and you can't really wait to get out there and get playing and soak up the atmosphere and soak up the day and the occasion that's in it. And so hope that Jim McGuinness and Rory have a good enough game plan or good enough tactics to get over the line, and we get the one at the end of the day.
Ballybuffet is important.
Yeah, it was. You know, we felt we deserved it after the last few years being in the Premier Round or away from home, and we got the home draw, and you know, we felt we'd been All Ireland champions to get the home draw, and fair just to the county board and fair just to Jim and Rory, they really fought hard for it, and Ulster Council thankfully was good enough to grant us home advantage, and you know we're prepared now. We can have a few training sessions down in Baba Fae now before the game, and you know, that's going to be hopefully a wee bit of advantage to us. And listen, it's for the next few weeks we're really focusing on another right.
As we saw in the league game in Oma a couple of months ago, nothing between the sides. Maybe a decision going against you, going for you, a penalty missed, a penalty saved, Michael sent off. It could have been also different. It's going to be probably that type of game again.
Yeah, listen, I'd say even if you look at our games over the last 2 years, they've been, you know, nothing in it at all. You know, probably Tyrone, the first year we played them, people saying they probably should have us away before half time. But we fought back, and we were lucky enough to get the goal at the end to seal the victory. And last year, Papa made the save, and listen, it's always
a game that you should have been out of sight.
Exactly, that's the way, you know. That's so. Listen, it's both teams that, you know, they're probably playing a level par, the two of them. You know, both teams have some fabulous players, and on either team, and you know, both teams have a great management team. And you know, it's as I said, I think not even the whole of Ulster, but the whole country's looking forward to the game. And since the draw was made, it's really mouthwatering tie, and it's going to be a good occasion, yeah.
McHugh's obviously synonymous with Donegal football. Younger brother Ryan in the squad now, so there's two of you.
Yeah, listen, there is, and fair just to him since he came in. He's worked hard, and he's improving every training and every game. He gets a bit of game time, and he's learning from Jim and Rory immensely, and you know, the other players on the team, the older players. You know, it's a great experience for him, and you know, hopefully there's game time there for him this summer. You know, he deserves it. You know, he's a real committed young fella, and he's put the work he's put in to make the panel. It's phenomenal, and you know, I'll be really proud day if he got a game, yeah, for him. I'd be happy for him.